Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who's thinking about taking Russ Cook's most recent headline because she wants the name of hardest geezer Jamie Bloom.
I don't know if I even want to go there. Hardest geezer.
And this guy's 27 years old.
27 is
27,
not an old geezer.
Yeah. No. Well, he did. Okay. He ran the full length of Africa. Length, that's up and down. Is mm-hmm. that length? Mm-hmm. He ran from the very tip of South Africa to the very farthest part of Africa to the north, which we decided was Tunisia. Uh-huh. Okay. 16 countries. And he did it to raise money, but he struggled with mental health issues, gambling and drinking, and so he decided, you know what, he needed to put his energies to something else, so he decided, you know what, I'll just run the full length of Africa.
Now, where's he from originally?
He's from Britain.
From Britain. Uh-huh. Okay, Great Britain.
And that's probably why.
Which geezer is kind of a slang term in Britain.
Right.
For an eccentric person. But
there you go. Well, there you go.
But definitely 27 would not be old.
He did the equivalent. By the way, he did this in 240 days. Whoa. No, he wanted to do it in 240 days. He didn't get it done. But it's the equivalent of 360 marathons
In less than a year. So he did get it done within a year.
He got it done, but he had a few setbacks along the way that slowed him up.
I would think it would be dangerous. I mean, there's parts of that. You get through Central Africa and the Congo and stuff. That would be scary. Did he have a team of people that went with him?
He did. They had a team following. Well, no. They had a team following, carrying food and water and cameras and that sort of thing. And in Angola, they got robbed. All of their passports, all of their cameras, all of their money. Didn't take their vehicles, I guess. But they got robbed, and that was like less than a third of the way, 20% in. So they were 50 days in, and they ticked off South Africa and Namibia, and then they got robbed big time in Angola.
So what do you do when you get, I mean, I assume they took their cell phones and everything. So what?
I don't know. They didn't give the details on that. I don't know. And then how do you get your passports back? Because that's a big deal going that far up through there. And in fact, that was one of his biggest delays. He got to Algeria, which is a big country just before Tunisia on the north, and they wouldn't give him a visa.
Because you had to stop and get a visa to get into each one of these countries.
Well, depends. Now, I mean, different countries have a different relationship with Great Britain, for instance.
Oh, true. I was going to say, you know, when we had to get into Australia, we just were flying into Sydney for one day and we wanted to be able to go to leave the airport. But we were able to apply for just like a temporary one-day thing online. So I wonder if that's the kind of
finally
thing
he got stuck in at 278 days on the edge of Algeria. And it was going nowhere. And so he got on Twitter, and 11 million people saw it, that he was stuck. He wasn't going to be able to go any further. And so many people saw it. The increased attention on the challenge eventually paid off because UK's Algerian ambassador got involved and announced he would receive a courtesy visa, so he was able to go on from there. But think about that. Through up Algeria, he's running across the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
By the way, he just finished this 4 days ago.
Oh, really? Just 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so all the setbacks, all that separated Cook and the finish line was a small task of the Sahara Desert, which he was running that in April, and that wasn't by coincidence. He had planned on running through that area in the cooler part of the year. But still, he ramped up his mileage during that time and decided to run at night rather than in the daytime for the cooler times. Months turns into weeks, weeks turns into days, and finally, last Sunday afternoon, McCook laced up his trainers for one last time. And when he got to Tunisia, there was a big crowd there and big celebration. And the first thing he said was he's been craving a strawberry daiquiri for for 250 days.
Yeah.
So he had a strawberry daiquiri.
Wow. Yeah. Did it say kind of on average how many miles he would run in a day?
Well, it ended up being 287 days.
And how many total miles is it? Does it say how many total miles it is?
Well,
somewhere
270.
I'm not even sure what it is between from one end of Africa to the other.
Well, they talked about the money, and he raised $700,000 for.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. It's like I would think it would have cost him that much.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't tell me that.
Huh.
He maybe didn't have a pedometer on. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's probably going to write a book, don't you think?
I would guess so, yeah. If there was some sort of a documentary or something about him on TV, I would watch it. I wonder how much.
Yeah, 352 days, so just under a year. And the equivalent of what, 200 and some, 256, 360 marathons
in one year.
And
a marathon is how many miles?
26.2 miles, something like that.
So he ran 9,432 miles.
All right. Okay. There you go. You're very good on that little calculator.
That is quite the accomplishment.
I'm not sure why they called him a geezer, except maybe I guess that is a little eccentric.
I guess I would call it eccentric. I laughed because Bethany posted a photo one time when we had won some awards several months ago and we were at our dinner, and it was you and me and Rocky in this photo, and she put the OGs. Well, I didn't know
older generation.
Well, I think it's original. Oh gosh, what is it? It's original something, original gang, or I don't.
Okay.
I can't remember what it is again. Anyway, but I laughed and I said, "Does this stand for old geezers?"
There you go.
But yeah, it's the OG. It's like the original.
So I guess the South Carolina women's coach referred to Caitlin, help me with the last name.
Caitlin Clark.
Clark as the goat.
Uh-huh.
And
original gangster, by the way, is what it stands for. Original gangster, OG.
Okay. I was going to say no. For those who don't know, the GOAT is greatest
of all time. I had to look that up too, actually.
I mean, it's being used a lot, and it was used around her a lot. And then she kind of had to take it back because it was like her players just won, and she had granted the greatest of all time to the opposing team. And
I thought she said one of the goats of our sport, and really gave her credit for the exposure that she gave to women's basketball this year, and just, you know, I mean, the crowds were huge, and
well, the final
prices were huge.
The final broadcast
National championship game
had more than the men's did,
right?
Which I thought it was interesting. The women's games were on ABC on Sunday, and the men's games were on TBS and TNT.
TV. Yeah, you had to really look to find it. Isn't that crazy to think?
That's crazy. And yet it wasn't like they were only garnering 2 or 3 million. They had garnered like 14, 15 million. That is a good number. 14, 15 million viewers is a good number.
Yeah.
But because there's... on prime time in the evening, if you get 2 or 3 million viewers, it's an okay deal.
Right.
So 14 million was no small deal, but they put them clear up on TV.
Yeah, you know,
TNT.
I thought the same thing. We had the same conversation. You know, you think back, you know, years ago growing up and you only had 13 channels or whatever on your TV.
Or one.
Yeah, well, you know, but chances are that game...
yeah.
Was going to be on that channel because it was the biggest thing happening in the United States that
night.
Well,
and if that game had been on ABC, CBS, or NBC, do you think they'd have gotten maybe 3 or 4 million more viewers?
You would think so.
I do. Yeah. I do. I don't think they're comparing apples to apples. But I think women's sports are going to get a lot bigger payday now because of the showing this